are not doing any drilling. This is not going to be fracked. This land is just being cleared out so they can bring the pipeline through.
Let me ask you about the pipeline company's access to your property. Is that something where they asked you if they could come on your property and you said yes?
Yes, sir. Everybody out here that has the pipeline going through, or anybody that would have had this coming through, have gotten the paperwork in the mail, and they would tell you that there was going to be a public meeting.
How much did the pipeline pay you for the access to your property?
That is public record. From what I understand, they did not pay me. They paid my wife and my sister-in-law.
Do you know?
I had nothing to do with this.
Do you know how much it was?
It was not what she said. I'll guarantee that. She's saying it was $16,000. It was less.
You're okay with the damage that it's doing to your property for that amount of money?
Okay. Now, this is what they do. They come through. The damage that's on my property is not any damage right now. They put a new fence up on my property, and they worked on my gate, and they made that better. They packed down the yard. They're still going to be back. And they're going to, when they get done, it's going to look better than what it was in the beginning. I have no problem with that.
My understanding is that the work that they're doing near your property and on your property is just kind of for access to get to the pipeline's construction site, and that they're actually building the pipeline itself, not right there, nearby, but not right there. Do I have that right so far?
They're clearing out the access where they're going to be running the pipeline. The pipeline will come through here, yes. They'll be putting it like 6 feet deep or something like that, or a little bit more. I'm not quite sure what the dimensions are, but it is going to come through here. They run the pipe, they build it, and we've seen it done over in Crystal River, which is not that far from us, and it was done, you know, quick, but not quick, timely, done right. No explosions, no bad water, and like I said, there's no drilling whatsoever going on here. And they're not going to be fracking at all. I don't know where these people are coming up with this.
So granted that there's no fracking, no drilling, some people, though, are concerned that once this pipeline is constructed and it's underground, that there could be an explosion. Even if there hasn't been at one here, there's been explosions in other places, or there could be leaks. Is that something
yes,
that you're...
I've seen that on the news, and that has been all old piping years ago, probably even before I was born. And like I said, I'm 57 years old. And I'm pretty sure it was pipe older than me.
So you're not worried about it leaking into your wells or
just
anything like
that? The way they said that this pipe is going to be constructed and it's all new materials and everything, I really don't have a problem with it. If a problem arises, if I lose my water, Sable Trill was informed that's part of the deal. They will buy my property or, you know, pay the property off and also turn around and give me enough to buy new property where I have good water.
And you trust
them? And they agree with this.
You trust the pipeline company to do that?
Yes, I do.
Gary,
I mean, they've done everything that they told me they were going to do.